Falun Gong is freely practiced in at least 57 countries around the world, but they're meant to be persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there have shocked their oppressors and moved to the kingdom of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGMTV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGMTV on July the 9th, 2002. I'm Susan Mitchell. The number of Falun Gong practitioners verified to have died as a result of mistreatment by Jiang Zemin's regime is 432. However, a new publication out of China that seems to have access to privileged information puts the actual number at over 7,000. Our top story this week, 8 more wrongful deaths are verified of Falun Gong practitioners in custody by Jiang Zemin's authorities. And some of our other stories, the Spanish Falun Dafa Association is officially established. The world's criminal court is born. Summer parades and festivals around the world. China's primetime programming is interrupted with Falun Dafa messages. Natural and man-made disasters abound in China today. And finally, Chinese calligraphy at a multicultural festival near Toronto. On July the 2nd, 2002, the Falun Dafa Information Center in New York issued a news release advising that the number of deaths of Falun Gong practitioners in police custody from torture and abuse has doubled in the last year. The center has carefully gathered and verified statistics of 432 deaths. Well-connected sources in China put that number much higher, even in the thousands. Here are the names of the 8 released on July the 2nd. Mrs. Sui Fang Zheng, a 48-year-old woman from Lanzhou City of Gansu Province. Mr. Lan Zhaosu, the husband of Sui Fang Zheng. Mr. Xun Hua Gui, a 36-year-old man from Hebei Province. Mrs. Xu Lin Zhang, a woman from Hebei Province. Mr. Xiaolin Rui, a 39-year-old man from Anhui Province. Mrs. Sui Ling Song, a 52-year-old woman from Hebei Province. Ms. Guo Jun Li, a 37-year-old woman from Shandong Province, and Ms. Da Bi Wu, a 59-year-old woman from Sichuan Province. On June 19, 2002, the Spanish Falun Dafa Association was officially registered and established. FGMTV offers its congratulations to the practitioners there. Falun InfoNet is also available in Spanish at the address on your screen. Teaching the Falun Gong exercises in India. Dr. Man Kwan Ao, a senior physician in the orthopedics department of the Chen Sing Hospital in Taiwan, has practiced Falun Gong for 3 years and has established a Falun Dafa Association in the hospital. Since his name is on a mainland China blacklist, his applications to attend 2 medical conferences on the mainland were turned down. However, Dr. Ao was welcomed in India when he and his wife and 2 of their friends traveled to teach the Falun Gong exercises there. Although the temperature soared to over 40 degrees Fahrenheit, more than 100 people came to learn. The International Criminal Court, the ICC, is born. On July 1, 2002, 4 people arrived in temporary office quarters near The Hague in Holland to officially begin to handle worldwide complaints of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Next January, it is expected that they will be joined by 18 judges and a chief prosecutor. 74 nations back the court, and no one from a head of state to a citizen on the street will be immune from ICC prosecution. The USA had requested immunity for its peacekeeping forces, but their request was refused. When investigations begin, probably at the end of 2003, the court will have received extensive, verifiable evidence of the Jiang Zemin regime's extensive illegal persecution against Falun Gong, and those responsible will be held accountable under international law. Summer parades around the world. Summer weather prompts people all over the world to display their cultures through festivals and parades. As the practice of Falun Dafa has quickly spread to nearly 60 countries outside of China, parade onlookers are being treated to a glimpse of ancient Chinese culture. In Bridgeport, Connecticut, at the Barnum Festival Parade.
youngsters in Toronto practice the exercises during the annual Dragon Boat Festival. More than 200 practitioners join in the San Francisco Independence Day Parade, showing the exercises while walking and holding aloft the fallen emblem. In Rhode Island in the USA, the group's banner is followed by practitioners in pink who danced their way along the route of the Bristol 4th of July Parade. Colorful fans in the Canada Day Parade in Montreal. Trying to keep their balance as the float travels through O'Fallon, a town located 40 miles west of St. Louis, Missouri. And beautiful ancient Chinese costumes in the Independence Day Parade in the town of Ontario, just east of Los Angeles. Chinese internet cafes are forced to prohibit access to 500,000 websites, including Falun Gong. On July the 2nd, the BBC reported that following the fire in an illegal Beijing internet cafe that claimed several lives, authorities have ordered all internet cafes to augment their filtering software within 2 weeks. These software programs will prohibit access to at least 500,000 overseas websites, such as foreign newspapers, Falun Gong websites, and the websites of democracy and human rights activists. Furthermore, this software will set up police report rankings based on the quote-unquote reactionary degree of the website. For example, as soon as someone in an internet cafe attempts to access a Falun Gong website, the computer will immediately report this to the Public Security Bureau's Information Security Management Center. The internet police can then trace the activities of that person to see if he or she continues accessing other websites. As soon as that person goes to Yahoo, Hotmail, or other websites to read his or her free email, the internet police will be able to take the user's email, address, password, and everything, all without the knowledge of the user. The Clear Wisdom website reminds people to live in harmony with the universe. Around the world, it is well accepted that good will be rewarded and evil will be punished. As a compassionate reminder of this universal law, Clear Wisdom website continues to publish reports of personal catastrophes that have overcome those who disregard the goodness of Falun Gong, its teachers, and practitioners who do their best to live in harmony with the intrinsic characteristic of our universe, truth, compassion, and forbearance. In Guan County of Shandong Province, a Falun Dafa practitioner became much kinder to her mother-in-law after she began practicing Falun Gong. She writes, her mother-in-law, believing the Chinese government propaganda, began to defame Falun Dafa. While trying to persuade her mother-in-law not to believe the lies on Chinese TV, the practitioner explained that all Falun Dafa practitioners strive to be good people. Yet the mother-in-law, choosing not to believe this, said, if Falun Gong is really good, then let me die immediately. Within 1 day, a large tumor had grown on her stomach, and within a short span of time, she died in great pain. Moving now to Hong Kong. On the morning of July the 2nd, 2002, an international gathering of more than 200 Falun Dafa practitioners participated in a group exercise practice at a seashore park in Hong Kong. While they were there, a very beautiful ring of colored light surrounded the sun. During the time when Jiang Zemin was to travel to Hong Kong for the 5th anniversary of the handover, it is estimated that the Hong Kong government denied entry to over 130 overseas Falun Gong practitioners. Letters were sent to the Chief Secretary for Administration, Mr. Donald Tseng, to express concerns about practitioners being denied entry without cause and treated inhumanely. Mr. Tseng was urged to safeguard Falun Gong's legal position and their rights in Hong Kong, and not to tarnish Hong Kong's international image of being a free and open region. China's primetime programming is interrupted with Falun Dafa messages. Time magazine reported that practitioners of Falun Gong who often use high-tech tools to spread their message in China, where the group is banned, successfully overrode Chinese satellite Sinosat-1, replacing its regular programming for 10 minutes last week with fuzzy text reading, Falun Dafa is good, stunning government officials. To pull off the feat, the practitioners needed a nearly 30-foot satellite dish that would fire a perfectly tuned beam at Sinusat 1. Since two beams on the same frequency yield nothing but static, someone in Beijing had to shut down the official programming to let the overriding message through. According to Ian Barnard, who runs China operations for the South African firm MIH, provider of the encryption software, the override was not a failure of Sinusat's encryption technology. AFP and BBC reported that as a result of the Sinusat 1 interruptions, industry sources said that China Central, CCTV, and Phoenix Chinese TV feared programming would be interrupted by Falun Gong. They therefore scrapped live coverage from Hong Kong of President Zhang's speech and the swearing-in ceremony for Tung Chi Hwa and his new cabinet on the 1st of July. According to Qingdao Newsnet, a mirage appeared over the sea across from the Wan Chow Hotel in Qingdao at around 7 p.m. on July 4, 2002. Over the sea, a large, modern-looking seaport appeared, with many structures and twinkling lights, making it difficult to tell between what was real and what was a mirage. Many people took photos, and some observed it with a telescope. Natural and man-made disasters abound in China today. Aside from the catastrophic flooding reported in the last few weeks that has affected more than 54 million people and killed at least 471, other news is surfacing that suggests that the people of China are suffering in many different ways. An earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale occurred early in the morning of June the 29th in Wangqing County of Jilin Province. An explosion took place recently in a gold mine in Fanzhuo County of Shanxi Province, killing 46 miners. Cholera has spread among three villages in a county in the Jiangxi area of Gansu Province. At least 10 people have died. The details are not clear because of an imposed news blockade. Currently, the area is quarantined and heavily guarded by military personnel carrying machine guns. A recent United Nations report says that China faces a, quote, titanic peril if it does not change the way it is fighting AIDS. The UN estimates that as many as 1.5 million Chinese had AIDS last year. Hailstorms are another regular occurrence. In this photograph, tree branches cover one of Harbin City's streets after a recent storm. More floods are expected this month, and in an interview with the BBC, a Red Cross official said, "We are now preparing for what is to happen. Medical regiments have been put on high alert. If an epidemic breaks out, they will head for that area in a moment's notice." And finally, calligraphy for free at a multicultural festival near Toronto. Chinese calligraphy is highly appreciated around the world. Visitors to the annual multicultural festival in Kitchener-Waterloo near Toronto were anxious to take advantage of the offer by Falun Dafa practitioners to have their names recorded in Chinese calligraphy. A new attraction to add to a summer cultural afternoon. Thanks for watching ATN TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, rebuilding propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.